the Wivenhoe Bookshop. I've been supporting creative writing in general and poetry in particular for over 30 years.
Yeah.
Through book launches, readings, competitions and live performance.
And general mayhem.
Thank you, Peter. Our involvement with Poetry Wivenhoe since its inception, try saying that after a glass of wine, in 2007, and our support of their endeavours is a source of great pride for us. And it's great to see quality poetry events being brought to Wivenhoe and to have the opportunity to support local writers with a space to try out their work. In 2008, together with Poetry Wivenhoe, we founded the first Wivenhoe Poetry Prize to raise awareness of the role that poetry plays in our cultural life and to bring new and original writing to the public. It was a terrific success. And we were quite staggered by the standard of the entries. Wiven Books, the Wivenhoe Bookshop Press, published an anthology of work, which you see before you, featuring the best of the competition entries. We were even more astounded by the standard of this year's entries, and will shortly be publishing a collection of work from the 2011 Poetry Prize. I'd just like to take the opportunity to thank all of those whose voluntary commitment enables Poetry Wivenhoe to thrive. And Andre, for the pleasurable but difficult task, I'm sure, of judging the poetry competition, and everyone who's worked to administer and organise this year's prize, particularly my colleague Laurie Busis, and of course all of the entrants for submitting their work. I do hope you enjoy the evening's readings and ceremony. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sue, and I, perhaps on behalf of the Poetry Wivenhoe side of things, want to thank you and Ginny and Laurie in particular for, first of all, supporting Poetry Wivenhoe so well. The bookshop is one of our important, our only important sponsor. I say that without fear. And also to thank you for hosting us tonight. I want to thank the people who've been involved in this 2011, in the organisation of this 2011 Wivenhoe Poetry Prize. After the success of the one 3 years ago, we thought that it was important to have another one. Particularly want to ask to thank Joan Taylor for her initiative in really getting it going. And the remit, so to speak, for the prize was, with the benefit of the internet, was expanded, because the first one we really restricted to Wivenhoe and environs, but this was a national, if not international, event, and we have we've had entries from all over the United Kingdom, I think one from France. Spain, Greece. Spain and Greece, but all in English, which made it easier for to sift out and sift through the work. The work has been quite intensive, I think is the word. Starting really with Laurie, who looked through, who was the one who brought all the postal and email entries together. And then I want particularly to thank Petra and Pam, who, with a small contribution from myself, looked through the 300 plus entries and whittled them down to a long list, then a medium list, and then a short list. The short list then went to Andre, our judge in chief, who has very kindly come all the way from Cambridge. He's a great friend, and he's been a contributor. He's been one of our Poetry Wivenhoe guest readers on two occasions, and it's super to see you here, Andre.
No, thank you.
Who have I forgotten?
I think that's it.
really, and thank all the contributing poets.
That's who I forgot. Listen, the people who contributed their work. We had a...
Sweated the ink.
There were about 100 contributors.
Yes. And 36 of them were from Wivenhoe, and we were excited.
But we're also very excited that two-thirds of them were from outside Wivenhoe, and that some of the winners have been from outside. Many of the winners have been from outside Wivenhoe, and some are here tonight.
Yes. Exactly.
Now we're delighted to see this, to see you here. Nice. I think that's probably covered it. There's something I wanted to say as well, but I've now forgotten.
Never mind. It'll come during the course of the next
course. Yeah, I'll wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and think, that's what I wanted to say.
Wake us all up and tell us.
I was going to say,
What we want to do now... Oh, yes, there was. That apart from the 8 winners of the actual prize competition, we've got about 70 good, very good poems that we are going to put into an anthology. And that goes back to Ginny and the Bookshop and Wiven Books, and we will be hopefully publishing that later this year with a selection of the total entries to the prize competition. And that's it. So I want to ask...
I was just going to say a little something about the process, because as
the
I
process
said to Andre,
yes.
You know that you have 325 poems, there are 3 of us, and Laurie just, you know, makes people give us the... copies, 3 copies each. I think there was 4 copies each everybody had to provide, so we've all got our stack. And I said to Andre, well, actually we don't hire a light aircraft and fly around and then drop them out so they fall into a staked patch in a field and you just pick those out. It's actually quite a lengthy process, because the ones that go forward into Andre's shortlist have been hard argued, and we'll have 3 of us in agreement. The ones that will then go into the book that have also hard argument are the ones that have 2 out of 3 people saying, yes, this is a really good poem, yep, should go into the book. So there's a huge kind of, you know, backstory to every poem that goes into the book. Everyone has been read many times. Believe me, we could probably say them off by heart.
That's great, because it's not true in every competition by any means, I know that.
We are.
Once you get into the very big numbers, people are just... Yeah. Shoving them aside, very quickly.
There's an enormous amount of rigour, and that's why we like it. And there are some competitions where everybody's free to enter. Well, actually, we as a committee stand well back, and we have nothing to do with it. Those of us who are in poetry groups and work with poets, if there's a sniff of something we might know, we have nothing to do with it, because it's still, you know, it's still in with a chance. And if there's a really good argument saying this has got to go in, it's sort of then it will be really looked at even more rigorously. So we really put a lot of effort into getting it absolutely right. So it's not a casual exercise by any means.
It was very rigorous.
It was. Rigor was the absolute
rigorous.
Name of the game.
Yes. And anonymous. Yes. Anonymous as well.
And it was absolutely. And here they are.